Good morning. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with World News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to embark on a two-nation tour to Angola and Botswana today. India reaffirms climate commitment at COP30, saying the country is ready to work with all nations to achieve inclusive and equitable transition to sustainability. US President Donald Trump announces no American officials will attend G20 summit in South Africa. Pakistan's defense minister says peace talks with Afghanistan to prevent border clashes have collapsed. And in men's cricket, India to take on hosts Australia in fifth and final T20 international at Gabba in Brisbane this afternoon. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a state visit to Angola and Botswana beginning today. This is the first ever visit by an Indian head of state to these two African nations. President Draupadi Murmu, state's visit to Angola and Botswana underscores the importance India places on deepening its engagement with Africa and strengthening partnerships with the nations of the Global South. During her visit, scheduled from the 8th to the 13th of this month, President Murmu will hold bilateral talks with her counterparts, address the parliaments, and interact with the Indian community in the two African countries. On the second leg of a visit, President Murmu will proceed to Botswana on the 11th of November. Project Cheetah will also be a key topic of discussion with Botswana. During the visit, the President will also hold bilateral talks with Botswana President Duma Gideon Bokun. Our correspondent covering the President's visit has more details.
India's engagement with Africa in the recent years has seen rapid expansion. Partnership also aligns with Africa's own vision for development. When Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Ugandan parliament in 2018, he underscored the collaborative approach of Indian diplomacy in this region.
Our development partnership will be guided by your priority. It will be on terms that will be comfortable for you, that will liberate your potential and not constrain your future.
With 17 new missions opened in the recent years and trade nearing $100 billion, the partnership continues to gain momentum. 3 million strong Indian diaspora provide cultural and economic linkages with the region, including African Union in G20, reflected India's priorities towards engagement with the continent. President Draupadi Murmu's visit to Angola and Botswana is only a continuation of that enduring engagement. Manish Shiva, Akashvani News.
India's ambassador to Brazil, Dinesh Bhatia, has reaffirmed India's climate commitment, saying that the country is ready to work with all nations to achieve an ambitious, inclusive, fair and equitable transition to sustainability. Speaking at the United Nations Climate Conference COP30 at Belém in Brazil, Mr. Bhatia highlighted that India has consistently striven to drive its development along a low-carbon pathway over the past decade. He underlined that India has steadily met its climate targets ahead of schedule. He noted that between 2005 and 2020, the country reduced the emission intensity of GDP by 36%, and this trend continues. The sacred relics of Lord Buddha, enshrined at the National Museum in New Delhi, will travel to Bhutan today for an 11-day public exposition. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar will lead the delegation. Ministry of Culture said that the exposition is part of the Global Peace Prayer Festival in Thimphu. The festival is a major event praying for world peace and the healing of humanity and coincides with the 70th birth anniversary of 4th King of Bhutan, Jigme Singye Wangchuk. The relics will be enshrined for public veneration at the Quenary Hall of Tashicho Dong. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Shering Tobgay, said the King of Bhutan conceived the concept of the festival as an event for highlighting peace on earth. Jamaica and Cuba have thanked India for standing with them after Hurricane Melissa tore through the Caribbean, leaving widespread destruction and a rising death toll. India has sent humanitarian relief support to the two countries to accelerate recovery efforts following Hurricane Melissa. Leaders and foreign ministries from both nations highlighted India's medical help, equipment and humanitarian supplies, describing the support as timely and deeply valued. Hurricane Melissa, one of the strongest Atlantic storms, has left Jamaica, Cuba and Haiti struggling with severe flooding, landslides and infrastructure damage. Early assessments suggest the losses may amount to almost 30% of Jamaica's GDP. Across the region, the storm has claimed 75 lives. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that no American official will attend this year's G20 summit in South Africa, citing allegations of mistreatment toward the country's minority white farmers. President Trump accused the South African government of permitting violence, killings, and illegal land seizures against Afrikaners. He's added that he looks forward to hosting the 2026 G20 summit in Miami instead. The U.S. president had earlier confirmed he would not personally attend the summit, which brings together leaders from the world's largest and emerging economies. In the U.S., the Trump administration has launched at least 175 investigations into potential abuses of the H-1B visa program under a new initiative called Project Firewall. The effort targets companies allegedly exploiting the visa system, which allows the U.S. firms to hire foreign workers in specialized fields such as IT, engineering, and healthcare. This move follows President Trump's September proclamation imposing a $100,000 fee on new H-1B visa applications. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Pakistan's Defense Minister Khwaja Asif has said that peace talks with Afghanistan held in Istanbul to prevent renewed border clashes have collapsed. Speaking to a news channel today, he stated that the ceasefire would remain in place only as long as no attacks are launched from the Afghan territory. The development came hours after Asif earlier issued a stark warning that if the negotiations collapsed, it would force them to get into a war with the Taliban. The talks were being closely watched after a fragile ceasefire was brokered between the two neighbors following brief cross-border clashes earlier this month. In Turkey, the Istanbul Chief Public Prosecutor's Office has issued arrest warrants for 37 individuals, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, over charges of genocide linked to the Gaza war. Other names include Defense Minister Israel Katz, IDF Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir, and National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir. The warrant cite Israel's alleged targeting of civilians, including the Al Ahli Baptist Hospital attack on 17th October 2023. Hundreds of flights across the United States have been cancelled as the ongoing government shutdown places increasing strain on the nation's air travel system. According to an aviation analytics firm, Cirium, till yesterday, approximately 780 flights, which is about 3% of the 25,000 daily scheduled flights, were cancelled. In sports and men's cricket, India will take on host Australia in the final game of the five-match T20 series at the Gabba in Brisbane today. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:45 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The men in blue defeated Australia by 48 runs in the fourth match at Kerrara Oval in Queensland on Thursday to take a 2-1 lead in the series. Nobel Prize-winning scientist James Watson, who co-discovered the double helix structure of DNA with Francis Crick in 1953, has died at the age of 97. And now before we close the headlights, the bulletin again. President Draupadi Murmu to embark on a two-nation tour to Angola and Botswana today. India reaffirms climate commitment at COP30, saying the country is ready to work with all nations to achieve inclusive and equitable transition to sustainability. U.S. President Donald Trump announces no American officials will attend G20 summit in South Africa. Pakistan's defense minister says peace talks with Afghanistan to prevent border clashes have collapsed. And in men's cricket, India to take on host Australia in fifth and final T20 international at Gabba in Brisbane this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.